This is the talk station, WOR New York, Radio 710, America's most listened to talk station.
At 11 o'clock, this is WOR News. Good morning, I'm Scott Walterman. 32 degrees with a light snow.
Your attention please. The Long Island Railroad is officially on strike. Any passengers still in the station wishing information may come to the station master's office located between tracks 17 and 18.
It's official, the Long Island Railroad is not running.
The Jersey Shore, where each weekend millions of people come to enjoy the ocean. But sometimes the sounds of surf and seagulls are drowned out. In May, bulldozers moved up and down the shoreline in Ocean County, removing a thick, gooey sludge which had oozed up on shore.
It stinks. It's dirty. You know, it's not where it used to be.
That's Roberta Price, who owns a surf shop in Seaside Heights. Her shop, like thousands of others up and down the shore, thrive during beach season. New Jersey environmental protection officials say the water is safe, but there's a lot at stake. Not only do businesses depend on the beach season, the communities along the shore need the season too.
Everybody's got surfing USA.
And if people believe that the ocean water isn't safe...
I'm here on 43rd Street, 327 43rd Street, in front of the doors of Project Return, which is a federal community treatment center for the homeless. Another sign on the door says Thanksgiving Day dinner at Project Return. Everyone is invited. Let's press the buzzer here and see what's inside.
Smells good in here.
Well, we're planning a big Thanksgiving dinner. We're expecting to serve the homeless and the needy in the Times Square area.
Officials here at Project Return expect to feed about 250 people. They say it should take the most of this afternoon to do that. At Project Return, just off Times Square on West 43rd Street, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
When you listen to WOR News, you hear award-winning reporters like Scott Walterman. He has his finger on the pulse of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. He was there when we needed him to report on the disaster we're all afraid of.
In the midst of the giant pile of broken concrete and steel, there is a single slim wall still standing, like a giant tombstone towering over the disaster.
He's well-respected, resourceful. Whenever news is happening, WOR is there.
I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
I'm standing on 6th Avenue, the Avenue of the Americas in New York City, at 50th Street, across the street from Radio City Music Hall, where thousands of fans have lined the sidewalks, pressed up against police barriers, to see the stars come out of their limousines.
Whitney!
I'm Scott Walterman in New York City. I'll be reporting via satellite on the 30th Annual Grammy Awards.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My name is Natalie, and this is a bakery.
What do you think about having to work Thanksgiving?
I've been doing it for years, so I'm used to it. Basically, people don't usually eat until the later part of the evening anyway, so it's better than staying home and sleeping late.
Well, not everyone got to go to the parade today.
The 61st Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade underway in New York.
I'll tell you all about Thanksgiving 1987 tonight on New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710. The day after Thanksgiving, the busiest shopping day of the year, and at the malls, there's only one word to describe it all.
It's crazy.
But still, people are buying and buying pretty vigorously. Let's talk to this one woman over here. She's got a bunch of packages. You're doing your Christmas shopping today?
Yes, we are.
You came out here and braved this crowd?
Yes, we did.
Did you get it all done?
No.
Well, Christmas is on. I'm Scott Walterman. I'll tell you all about it tonight on New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710.
Well, to look up and down the aisles of the mall, it seems to be busy enough. Lots of people here, all of them carrying packages of some sort. But let's find out from a merchant how it is. Let's walk into the Sam Goody record store here and see what's happening.
Oh, it's been excellent. We've been real happy with the turnout this year.
You know, a lot of people have been talking for the last couple of weeks about the effects of the stock market and the economy and the budget. Have you seen any effect of that?
I don't see any effect of that right now.
And that's pretty much the story that most of the merchants here at the Garden State Plaza are telling us. They are very, very happy with their sales. In Paramus, New Jersey, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News. There are moments you can forget about the Civil War here, the state of emergency. After all, this is America, albeit central. The Western influence is definitely apparent. For instance, the FM radio station called Radio Revolution.
Estéreo Revolución, definitivamente superior.
And looking out the hotel room, I see sunny blue skies, palm trees swaying in the breeze, Lake Managua stretching to the mountain ranges on the horizon, and Billy Joel on the radio.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of...
In Managua, Nicaragua, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
They hear a voice in the hall outside.
In 1987, WOR covered more events firsthand than any other radio station in New York.
I'm Joe Bartlett in Moscow.
In Washington, covering the Reagan-Gorbachev summit, I'm Lester Smith, WOR News.
I'm Greg Windham, WOR News, with the Pope in Los Angeles.
I'm Tim Scheldt on the Delaware River in Philadelphia.
In 1988, depend on New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710. In 1987, WOR News covered more events firsthand than any other radio station in New York.
I'm Tim Scheldt at the United Nations.
In Managua, Nicaragua, with Mayor Koch, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
With President Reagan, I'm John Tucker, WOR News in New Jersey.
As 1988 approaches, depend on the people you trust. New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710. For 65 years, from radio's first news broadcast to New York's first computerized newsroom, WOR Radio 710.
And it's bitter cold here in Greenspot.
Before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
This is Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood, where Marlene Dietrich may not be a jitterbug, but she has neat feet.
In 1988, the tradition continues. New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710. For 65 years, from radio's first news broadcast to New York's first computerized newsroom, WOR Radio 710.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president has announced the surrender of the Japs.
There's the flash, Washington, INS.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
A city needs a soul.
In 1988, the tradition continues. New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710.
Here in Rockefeller Plaza, every direction that you turn, there are people as far as you can see. So in this crowd, you just never know who might show up. In case you can't make it out, those people are screaming, Dr. Ruth, Dr. Ruth.
Not only did I come out to see the tree, you know I'm Jewish. I love Christmas in New York. But I have here two friends from Zurich. And they didn't believe that anybody knows me. So when they heard all of these people saying, Dr. Ruth, now they believe me.
In Rockefeller Plaza with Dr. Ruth, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News. It is just about midnight here in Dutchess County, and as you can hear, the snow is just beginning to melt. But still, some 12 hours after their power went out, some people are still without electricity.
No electric. Still out.
Our batteries have been selling really quickly, and we've ran out of flashlights.
So it could be worse in Ulster County and in eastern Dutchess County. And actually, it's kind of nice as you go outside and walk around in the snow. In Dutchess County, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News. Not only were people inside the building evacuated, people showing up to be in the audience of the Saturday Night Live premiere rehearsal were kept outside, the fans mingling with the stars.
So Steve Martin, everybody from Saturday Night Live, I saw
Sting. Nobody even bothered Sting. He just walked right out. Nobody bothered him. Everybody was worried about the fire.
Some of those in charge of the NBC network had to scramble to get to a payphone once outside to call NBC in Los Angeles so the network could be transmitted from there while the New York studios were evacuated. At 30 Rockefeller Plaza, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
That's it. A J train pulling out of the station, heading for the Williamsburg Bridge. For the first time, after 2 months of agony for the commuters with me on this train.
How does it feel to be going across the bridge today?
Terrific.
How come?
45 minutes saved in time alone. Yeah.
Is that right? And a lot less hassle, too.
Plus a seat every morning.
That's pretty much the sentiment of everybody here on this train. They are laughing once again. On a J train, on the Williamsburg Bridge, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News.
I'm in the baggage area of Continental Airlines, Terminal C, Newark Airport. Used to be Continental passengers dreaded coming into this area. The possibility of their bags being lost was quite good, at least according to perception. That's one thing Continental hopes to change here with this new terminal. And from everyone I've talked to, it seems to be working.
Very nice, very easy to get around, well marked. No problems with anything.
They say it's supposed to be the most advanced, most sophisticated terminal in the country.
We usually fly out of Philadelphia, and this is much nicer than that.
You think you might come back here instead of going back to Philadelphia?
Probably.
So from the looks of things here, it seems that Continental is accomplishing what it wanted, to turn around its public image with this new Terminal C. At Newark International Airport, I'm Scott Walterman, WOR News. The way things are now, you can pick up almost any telephone in the metropolitan area and get a pornographic message. It's as simple as dialing the phone.
Hi, baby. I'm Rayette from High Society.
But pretty soon, New York Telephone will be working to prevent that. So instead of getting this...
Hi, baby.
You'll get this.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Hear all about it tomorrow morning during Rambling with Gambling. From New York's best radio news, WOR Radio 710.